Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is our first prayer call for the year of 2025. And let me tell you, I'm on fire as usual, and I hope you're on fire too for the Lord, on fire to serve, on fire to be the servant leader God has called you to be in any workplace, anything that you got going on. I just pray that God puts you in the forefront. And let me remind you that God will make your name great. And so I just declare and decree that over you all this morning, and that you carry that mentality throughout this year of 2025, where we just declare and decree that we will thrive and not just survive this year. We will thrive and not just survive this year. And so we are just thankful wherever you're at. If you're on the East Coast, some of us may have a little snow, not even just a little snow, but a lot of snow. So hope you're in the comfort of your own homes, but praise God for us being able to say that we're in the warmth of our homes. Praise God for allowing us to be able to say that we can even be on this call. Praise God for even giving us breath of fresh air down our lungs. God, we thank you for expanding our lungs this morning and tapping on our shoulders and saying, son or daughter, I need for you to wake up. I need for you to go forth and conquer. And like the word says, we are more than conquerors. Therefore, we're going to be conquerors in every season, carrying the word of God in our hearts everywhere that we go. So God, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you meet us here on this call today. Lord, any prayer requests that you may all have, definitely please place them in the chat. Please place them in the chat. Yeah, so this is the official start of season 6 of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. And you all, this is very meaningful for me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because last year at this time, I had no plan on what I was going to do with the podcast. I was just truly praising God and thanking God and asking God for healing over my body in that season. So I couldn't even think left, right, up, down, side to side, whatever, right? And so as I was thinking about that, the Lord was like, look at your statistics, or look at your analytics, excuse me. Look at your analytics around your podcast. Now, I don't dwell on these analytics, y'all. I don't. I just do what the Lord shared for me to do. He said, get up, have these prayer calls on a weekly basis for my people, and that be that, right? All while, of course, still studying and dwelling in his word. But I took a look at it, and it was like, oh my God. Okay, so what really got me is that it's global. I always say, you know, I want a global business. I want to go different countries. I want to visit there. I want to do like workshops there. I want to do those things there. But God showed me like, this is possible. This is possible. Your voice is being heard in various different countries. And I just want to shout out, of course, the U.S. Shout out people that are literally on the call right now. Not just for showing up on the call or just showing up, but showing up for God, letting God know, like, I'm serious about getting this thing together in my career. I'm serious about you really dwelling with me in my career journey and you taking control of everything I got going on in my career, my business, and in life in general. So shout out to the folks in the US. Shout out to the folks in Singapore. Oh my goodness. If y'all would know, last month at this time, I was gearing up to go to a conference. And the question, in all transparency, that was presented to me, or that was asked of the audience, was if you could buy land anywhere in the world, where would you buy land at? And my answer was Singapore. God dropped Singapore in my spirit so clearly. And so how about Singapore is the number two country that this podcast is listening in, or that these prayer calls are listening in. And I was like, God, if it's your will, let it be done. If it's your will, let it be done. If it's your will, let it be done. And I want you all to declare that too. If it's your will, let it be done. Let it be done. And so Singapore is number two. And of course, the UK is coming in third as to where the podcast is most listened in. And there's so many other countries. I think India is number four. Australia is number five. South Africa is six. Hong Kong is seven. Antigua and Barbuda is eight. And Canada is nine. Okay. And so that's right. And I'm just so excited that this prayer call that you're on this morning is global. Now, like I said, in the beginning of last year, I did not know where this podcast was going, who was going to listen to it. Why? Because I did not follow the traditional way of advertising about this podcast or about these prayer calls. I did not follow the traditional way. And when I say traditional way, I mean the marketing gurus will tell you, oh, you need to post this about three times a week and let the people know and X, Y, and Z. And I did not have the energy. I did not have the time. I was focused on my healing process, right? So the Lord was just like, focus on the people that are in your community now. Focus on the people that are on your email list. Focus on the people that are on your text messaging list. Focus on the people that are really going after God in their career journeys, as it concerns their career journeys. And I said, okay, God, you know, I'm rocking with you. And I know that you have a grand plan for me and what I am officially calling my career empowerment ministry, right? I know you have a plan for me, and I know I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to follow your plan and literally let you take the wheel. Let you be in control over what you have called me to do. And so I am just blown away by God. My mind is completely blown, and I just always have that prayer, and I pray you have that prayer too, that God will blow your mind. God will blow your mind in any given season. In any given season, the word says in 1 Corinthians 2:9 that things which the eye has not seen and ears have not heard and which have not entered the hearts of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, who love him. And in the Amplified Version, it goes on to say, who told him in affectionate reverence, who obey him, and who gratefully recognize the benefits that he has bestowed. Yes. So I'm just declaring, decreeing that God will just take the wheel in your life, that you will let God take charge and literally let God be in control. Let God be in control. God is saying, I just want you to say, well, I don't know where you're at. I just pray that you say this right now. God is in control. God is in control. God is in control over our careers. God is in control over our finances. God is in control over our health. God is in control over relationships. God is in control over the weight, W-A-I-T, over the weight. I don't know who this is for, but God is in control over the weight, W-A-I-T, the weight. And the word says, and I got to remind you, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So I declare and decree supernatural strength over everyone that is in a waiting season, whether you're waiting for them to call you back for the interview, whether you're waiting on family members to get well and healthy, whether you're waiting on you to become of great health, whether you're waiting on your finances to get together, whether you're waiting on relationships to be mended, the wait, let me tell you, the wait is not in vain. And I just pray again that God gives us supernatural strength, supernatural patience in this season as we wait on the things that God has in store for us. As we wait on the things that God has in store for us. And I know that God has so much in store for us in 2025. I know God has so much in store for us in store for you in your career journeys, in your careers. I pray that every door that is meant for you, emphasis on that, every door that is meant for you will open and no man can shut. Every door that is meant for you is open, and no man, meaning not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, not your brother, not your cousin, not your auntie, uncle, grandma, papa, whatever, nobody, no man can close, because God has opened it just for you. So I just declare God is in control over our lives. God is in control over our lives. And so as I was really asking God, you know, what should I really share with the people this morning? What I just told y'all was not in the plans, but it wasn't in the plans late last night, but it was in the plans this morning, right before the call. And so I just thank God for using me in this way and to sharing the good news with you all. I look back and over 2024, and I know some of you all have really been dedicated and calling in and listening in time and time again. Look, the analytics don't lie. So I see it. So I'm so excited that you all are here today. And so I say all that to say that I'm excited about where this Global Career Empowerment Ministry is going. And I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down. I'm not letting up. I'm not giving up. I'm not backing down. I'm not letting up. I'm not giving up. If you ain't got the drift, I need you to declare that too. I'm not backing down from the promotions that I'm seeking in my career. I'm not backing down from things that I thought were impossible, but everything is possible with God. I'm not backing down. I'm not letting up. I'm not giving up. I just declare and decree right now that your people do not give up on you, God, but they trust in you. They trust you. They trust you all the way. Trust you all the way. They trust the process you are taking them through, and they believe that the wait is not in vain. So just declare that with me. I am not backing down. I am not letting up. I am not giving up. I am not backing down. I am not letting up. I am not giving up. So I just, yes, that, my friends, that's the type of mentality we have to carry in 2025. I know that God has shared a few things with you about your career journey. It could be about your family life. It could be about your business, businesses or that you may not even have started yet, and you're just hesitant. But God, I pray right now that you tear down the walls of hesitation, tear down the walls of fear, tear down the walls, any barriers that's in the way of you moving forward or moving past you. Because sometimes we just need to get out our own way. Let's just be real. Sometimes we just need to get out of our own way. Get out of our own way. And so in order for you to really have that mentality, I'm not backing down, I'm not letting up, I'm not giving up, I got just one thing for you. One thing, because I know for a fact God has really spoken to some of you about your career. Maybe it's a career pivot. Maybe it's a path that you need to take that is unfamiliar to you. I know for a fact God has spoken to each and every one of you. And I just want to let you all know and encourage you all and push you all and urge you all to simply do this one thing. Obey the call. Obey what God is calling you to do, period. Obey. And obeying starts with making the decision to say, God, you got this. God, you got this. Not me. Not I got this. But you got this. Meaning you putting all your hope into God. You're putting all your trust into God. You are really surrendering whatever thoughts that you may have to God and allowing him to take the reins. Or in other words, take the wheel on what it is that he has given you to do. Whew. All right. I pray that really penetrates your heart this morning. I really do. I really do. I really do. I pray that word really penetrated your heart and will forever get you encouraged to do what it is that God has called you to do, knowing that God is in control, knowing that all you really have to do is obey and let God do the rest. Obey and let God do the rest. That, I don't know about you all, but that is the mentality that I'm taking into 2025 and beyond. Obey and let God do the rest, period. Not to say you just sit down and do nothing. No. Because faith without works is dead. Truly it is. And so by faith, we believe that these things will come to pass. The things of your business ventures that you have, your career pivots that you want to make, it can come to pass. It can come to pass. It can come to pass. And I'm just declaring and decreeing that they do. Declaring, decreeing that they do. And then decreeing an Ephesians 3:20 over each and every one of our lives, let me remind you what Ephesians 3:20 states. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. According to his power that is at work within us. Woo. So Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for having your way on this call this morning. We thank you for being in the head of our lives, God. We thank you for taking charge, Lord. And we trust that you have it all under control. Whatever it is that you have whispered to us, God, in this season or in the past, God, that you're saying, that you give us the energy, that you give us the willpower, that you give us the strength, supernatural strength to execute on, God, in the name of Jesus. As we are taking steps, God, as we are making plans, we submit those plans to you and ask that you intervene in them in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We thank you for being in control. We thank you for being in control of our finances, over our health, relationships, being in control of our careers, God. We thank you for being in control over the waiting period that we are in right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you allow us to look at situations not with just our carnal eyes, but with our spiritual eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, and let us know, and whether we know it or not, God, you are working behind the scenes, even though we may not even see the results right away. We can trust and believe that you are doing a new thing, that you are working it out in God fashion, not in man fashion, but in God fashion. So God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for supernatural patience in this season, God. We thank you for divine interventions, divine godly downloads for whatever it is that we have to do in this season, God. We ask that we do it, that you allow us to do it with excellence. Allow us to do it with excellence. And God, let us keep the mentality of I'm not backing down. Let us keep the mentality of I'm not letting up. Let us keep the mentality of I'm not giving up in this season, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what trials and tribulations I face. God, you said to do it, so I'm going to do it, and I am going to believe that you have it all under control. I am going to believe that whatever trials and tribulations come our way, God, that it is making us stronger. It is making us more durable in this season, God. And let us be reminded that we are not just fighting any regular old fight. There is spiritual warfare that is happening, and that we're going to fight it with and be fully equipped, God. Fully equipped with the full armor of you, with the full armor of you. So God, we thank you for being in the battle with us. We thank you for going before us and setting the path, every crooked path straight. God, we thank you for elevating us and promoting us in your way in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we love you and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you are forever worthy. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week. Again, happy New Year to you. I look forward to meeting you back up here every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. To those that are listening globally, hello, hello, hello. And I'm just so excited for this year. I hope you all too are too. And I pray that God could bless you as you execute on everything he has told you to do, knowing that he is in control. All right, you all, I'll catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.